Okay, so I'm going in, and I brought up Visual Studio, so now I'm going to click on Open Project. At least I think I'm going to click on Open Project. It's busy waiting. Okay, so now it looks like it's coming up. All right. Okay, so InfoCalc project is the one I'm looking for. And eventually it will load. And eventually you will get it to load as well. So if you want to follow, then obviously you should be downloading these. And then you can look on them yourself. Actually, this is one that we went over. I'd forgotten we'd gotten to this one. So since I have it open just as the quick review, here I set up a label and a text box both to receive the hello. And the label, because I didn't put anything in it, if you remember, doesn't really show on the form. The text box does because the text box creates a box. And then I said, I also want to show it in a message box, so that gives me a pop-up. And then after I was done, I want to take and put the focus in the field called text name. Okay, so if I want to, I can change it, I guess. Then the other thing that I did on this, and we'll look at it in a second, is text inches is set at read-only. So I can only display, but I can't change. And I made the point that when you dim a variable, you have to tell it a type, and you can choose to give it an initial value. So on the one I commented out, I gave it an initial value. On the one I left, I didn't, so I then assigned a value down there. Okay, and I did the calculation and put out information. I created a variable that was going to hold a message, and I created a string, and then I put something in the message. I could have put an equal after string and put the thing in the message up there as well. And then when I put in a date that was defined as a date, I put a number sign next to each of them, in front and in back, so that it handled the date correctly. Okay, so if I run this, okay, so if I put John Doe, now notice when I hit the tab, I came down to here, which is not really where I wanted to go. I would have preferred to go up there. I added that name as a last minute, so we'll look at that as well. So there's Doe, and then when I hit greet, it came up with the three Hello Johns. Then when I hit calculate, and I have to close the message box, when I hit calculate, I have to give it actually, yes, it just crashed because I had not provided the information. So it crashes, and it very nicely tells you that where the problem was. So it crashed because I hadn't entered anything into inches. And so it crashed, it made that yellow, it put a red thing on here to indicate that that was where the problem was. I had not put the data in there. And so when it went to do a multiply, it couldn't do the multiply. Okay? So, if I go back and put it in, it hopefully will work. So I want to get rid of the continue, and I want to close that out, and then go back. Come on, why aren't you letting me get rid of the continue? Now, I guess I can just click that, and that gets rid of it. Okay, click that kind of brown rectangle, and that gets rid of it. Okay, so now I'm going to put in the things that I should do. So I'm going to run it, and I'm going to put John and Doe again, and this time I'm going to put 2 feet, and I'm going to, the date it comes up with, all the rest are all right. So I hit greet and it works. I hit calculate and it works. I hit date and it works. And I hit show, which concatenated together the 2 parts of the name. And then I can exit, or I can hit the X up in the top right corner, or I can hit alternate X to get out. Those are the 3 ways that I've got set that I can get out. So if I hit alt, X, I'm out. I think I hit the wrong thing. Okay, so here I have the messages and all that, and the date was already set, and the name, I said, take the first name, concatenate it with a space, concatenate it with the last name. Concatenate can be done with a plus or an ampersand. I like the ampersand better because there's no confusion. The plus can also be used for addition, so there is confusion. Okay, so the thing that I made read only was text inches. So if I go and look at the design, and I look at it for this, text inches, it has the read only set to true. The default is to set it to false. But it's set to true, and so that means that I can only read the data there. I can't write it. Okay. The other thing I want to look at is this tab index. So if you look at that first field, it had a tab index of 1. Now if I look down at this field, which is what it went to, it had a tab index of 3. So where's 2? Well, I click up here and that's 16, so that's clearly not 2. The tab index gives you the order that you do it. So if I look at the button, greet, that has a tab index of 4. Okay, so I got to find tab index of 2. There's 1. The next button is 16. This one is 4. This one is 8. That's 9. That's 10. Let's see if name was 2. No, name was 0, as it should be. I may have ended up... I'm not seeing 2. Does anybody find 2? That's 5. 17. 13. Did anybody find 2? I must have deleted 2 or something, because I'm not finding... Oh, remember I have a label over there? That's where it is. I had a label over there for label greet.
And if I come down here and look at label greet, it indeed, label greet, it indeed has a tab index of 2. I couldn't find the tab index of 2. So what I've got is, this is 0, this is 1, this is 2. Do you remember what that was? Will somebody look and tell me what that one is for tab index? This one was 16. What is this and what is the button? Does somebody have them?
The button is 4.
The button is 4? And this is 3?
Yes.
Okay. So the tabbing isn't working correctly because it is going to, well, it is working correctly. The problem is I didn't fix it when I added this. So I added that as the 16th thing, and so it won't tab to that. So I can go back and change the tab indexes so that I can go back, if I want to, and make this one 2, and then 3, and then 4, and then 5, and just keep going across. So I can go and change the tab indexes so that my tab will work more better. Okay, but the way I have it, the tab doesn't work. Okay, questions? Okay, so if I go back and look, the next one is Calculate Project, whatever that is. So File, Close Solution. And I want to do a file open. Okay, so this is a bunch of conversions. So one thing I've got here is I said dim string major as a string and make it string empty, which is a way of telling it I want it to be empty and not have anything in it. So I made it string empty. Then I said, okay, I'm going to assign whatever is in string major to the text box. And I'm going to show it. And then I'm going to change the major to CIS and show it again. So if I run this, okay, if I say set major, it did everything and it set them as empty because I had said string empty. Now, as soon as I get rid of that message box, the next line after the message box sets it to CIS. So at that point, they will become CIS. Okay? So at that point, I picked up CIS in the box, and I picked CIS up in the message box. So this is a way to make something empty. And when you put up a message box, life just sits and waits until you click OK on the message box, and then it moves on to the next thing. So okay, and it then moves on to the next thing. Okay, button problem. What's the problem with that? If I click on button problem, okay, it does nothing because I've commented everything out. Now if I go out of here and I get rid of the quotes there, it's already, well, I can't get rid of the quote on that because that's just a comment. But it is giving me problems. Why? If you look at the thing up at the top over here, it says class level variables are also called global sometimes. Up there, I have global variables. So right after my public class, and the public class has the name of the form. Okay, so that's the big picture. It's got the name of the form there. Anything I dim up here is a global variable or a class level variable, which means that it can be used in any subroutine. Now, my problem with string major is that I didn't define it locally. So when I came to this routine, it doesn't know what string major is because I didn't define it locally. I defined it up here in another routine, but this routine does not have access to that. So this is a local definition. Okay, so string major is defined locally. And since it's defined locally, this routine can't see it. It can only see what's inside the routine. So I have two possible fixes. I could redefine string major down here and define it again, or I can say, I want to have it global. And then I can go up and define it globally. And if I define it globally, then it's going to be available. So if I take this and I copy it, okay, come on. What is it doing? Okay, good. Now I want to copy this. And I want to put it up at the top. So I put it before all the private subs. I put it right after the public class and before the private subs. And as soon as I put that up there, notice that the red lines on these went away. Because now it is okay. Okay? So now I can run this and it will work. So I can say problem and it now puts out computer information systems. Okay? So it's now put out computer information systems and it's working just fine. Questions? Okay. So I'm going to take that and make it not work again and comment these out again. Okay, the next thing that comes up is down here where I've got the government option that I'm using. And again, government option is defined up at the top as global. And so in these are going to work. In this one I say make it programming and then it will show programming. And in this one I said make it networking and then it's going to show networking. Okay? Because it was globally defined. So when I click on this, it's now been globally defined, and so when I say show one and show two, I am seeing those two things because it was globally defined.
Okay.
I defined it, now I'm giving it a particular value down here, and then showing that indeed it has the value. Stop me if you have questions, but we have a small collection here, so I'm not stopping and asking. I assume you can ask if you have questions. Okay. Add, subtract, multiply, and divide. The only one is a problem is add. And add is a problem because the plus can be both an add and a concatenate. Okay, which is a problem we run into in JavaScript as well. So, in doing this, I need to do the conversion. So I'm saying everything on the form is text. By definition, everything on the form is text. So I'm saying here, take it and convert it to double. Okay? In JavaScript, remember you use the parse float or the parse integer to do the conversion. Here we're doing the conversion with convert to double. And there are other conversion things you can use either. This convert to integer, C-I-N-T, does a convert to integer. So I'm converting them and then adding, and because of that, it will do the add. Okay, so if I run this, and again, you hit this brown to end it. So if I run this, and I put in the number 6 and the number 9 and say add, it now gives me 15. Okay? If I say subtract, I'm negative 3, multiply, and divide, they all work. Okay? So those are those particular things. Now, if I go back here, let's see what happens if I take the convert out. And then I run it. And I put in the numbers 12 and 6, and I say add, and it gets me 126. Okay. So what did it do here? It concatenated them instead of adding them. Okay, on the next one down, where I said another add, it gives me 27.75. And that's because it's using specific numbers there. In this one, I said define this as a constant. Instead of saying dim, I use constant. And the place the constant would have been really good is back when I was doing the convert inches. A constant for 12 inches is a foot would be a really good thing because that's not going to change. But here I'm saying I've got two constants. One is 12.5 and one is 15.25. And when I add those together, it gave me 27.75. Okay? So in this case, it seemed to be happy with adding them, but that's because I was adding stuff that was defined as a number. Okay? So it was happy. Whereas when I take things in off a form, they're defined as text. And so that's when I have to do the conversion. Okay, because they were defined as text. But here, I defined them as a number, and so they were variables, constant variables, but they were variables set up as a number, and so it added them just fine. It would never hurt to do the conversion as well, but it's not a requirement when they've been defined as a number. Okay? Okay, then I have a few others. Experiment with a minute, these a minute, and see what you get. So experiment with these and see what you're coming up with. The converts. Just try clicking on them all and seeing where you go. And the first one said to convert to an integer. So it took text original, which is what this was, which I put in 12.34. And when it converted, it came up with 12. Because convert to an integer gets rid of the decimals. Now what about if I make it 12.89 and say convert? Okay, so when I convert to integer when it's 12.89, it rounds. Okay, so the default was that when I said convert to integer, if it was a decimal number that was under a half, it just truncated. And it was a decimal number over a half, it converts. Okay. So let's try and see what it does if I put in just 5 there. Okay, and if I say convert, the 5 gets to an integer. And if I say 5.1, that converts to a decimal. So 5 dropped and 5.1 upped. Okay, and that's an important thing to know, is where is the half point? Are they saying up through 4.9, or is it 5 and up, or is it after 5? Okay, the next one says convert to a string. So if I click on that, it converted, I put in a number that was 234.512, and it assigned that, and then when it converted it to a string, it kept it the same. Okay, so convert to string did not do anything to it. If I click on the next one, it's another way of converting to string, and again, it didn't make any impact. But see the two ways of converting to string. One is writing C-S-T-R, and the other is writing toString as a method. So one of them is saying, I want to do this function on it. I want to do the convert string function. And the other one is saying, I want to take the number, and I want to do the toString method or function. On it that way. Okay, and the last one says convert it to currency, and so converting to currency puts in the dollar sign and takes out the number at the end so that it makes it the number at the end. Why is your computer talking? Okay, so those are just some basics of how to convert things around. And if you have the book, did any of you get a book?
Not yet.
Okay. As I told you, I have a bunch of old books in my office that probably cover a lot of the material. So if anybody wants a book tomorrow, they're welcome to it. But they are much more, you know, they're a few years old, but basics.
I have Igor, and I was planning on getting his book and just keeping it. So I don't know if that would cover anything here.
No.
Made by the guy who made Visual C. So.
Yeah, but it's, you know, C isn't going to be the same as Visual Basic.
Yeah.
But, as I said, you're welcome to, if you want a book, I will try to remember to bring them next time and you can go through them. Okay. Project math I'm going to look at, and then I'm not sure where we'll go.
Hopefully home.
Ha ha. I can't. I've got a meeting.
I'm not looking forward to driving home, but I want to get it over with.
Okay, these, I mean, all of these right now that we're looking at are just, you know, very, very basic kind of things that the book covers and thinks you should know, and, yeah, you probably should. So I've got addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. And, again, okay, if I put in two numbers, so I'll put in 12 and 6, and if I say add, I get 18, and if I do it this way, I get concatenate. Okay, so this one did add, this one did concatenate. Then I've got subtraction, multiplication, division. It always is a good plan to do the conversion if you're going to be doing a lot of math with things, because again, it comes in off the form as a string. Okay. So then I can do a subtract, a multiply, and a divide. Now, the next one is, and I want to take that out. Okay. The next one is integer division. Okay, so let's see what that one does for you. On. If I put a 12 and a 4 and I do integer division, I get a 3. And if I do a 4.5 and I do integer division, I still get a 3. Okay. And if I did 4.9 and I still do integer division, I am down to a 2. Okay. So it is giving you an answer, but it's giving you the answer in integers. Okay, because if I do a regular divide with 12 divided by 4.9, I am seeing that answer. But when I do an integer division, I'm working totally with integers. Okay, and this one, 4.9, it basically treated it like a 5. A 5 goes into 12 two times, and it's not showing me the remainder.
When I put up here just 4.2, it gave me a 3 because it got rid of the 0.2 and divided 4 into 12, and it goes in 3 times. Okay. So if you ever want to be able to do that, and I'm not really clear why you want to do that, but if you do, that works. The next one is mod, which is remainder. Okay, so if I divide 12 by 5, it tells me that it goes, that was not a good choice because it goes in twice and has a remainder of 2, which is correct. But if I divide it by 7, then it goes in once. Wait a minute, this is supposed to be giving me a remainder. Okay.
You clicked the wrong one.
I clicked the wrong one. Thank you. Good.
Okay, and it's giving it to me twice. I didn't realize I'm giving it out twice here. But the remainder is 5. So when I divide 12 by 7, I get a remainder of 5. Okay. I thought I was getting the answer and then the mod, but I got them both places.
And then power just gives me the power of something. So that's 12 to the 7th power, in case you ever wanted to know. Okay? So that's giving you the power. Okay, those are the basics. I'm a little nervous about going on because I don't know whether it's the snow or whether it's people not coming. So I think I'm going to call it quits and do the next two on Thursday. And if you end up in a small group, then that's fine. We'll just keep going. But I'm just not sure it's not the snow today. And
I discovered a error that's snow. Because with the integer, isn't 12 divided by 7.1?
Yeah, but apparently if you look at the code, I put the remainder in two places.
Oh, okay, yeah.
As opposed to putting the ends over the place.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to call it quits. If you have any questions, have you got it installed? Is it working? Okay. So we're going to call it quits today. And
I hope not die on the way home.